Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Hello, hello. I don't know about you guys, but that song alone got me in such, it just shifted. Not that I wake up on the wrong side of the bed, because I practice alchemy every morning. Every morning, every rising, every, you know, we in here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, we are royalty, all right? So it's royal rising information, okay? So royal rising information is something that I brought back, not back, excuse me, something that I introduced to Ear, as Ear is always shifting and moving and changing as the seasons change, right? We're revamping, and as we revamp this season, Ancestral Tea, and I've added World Rising Information. So you got four sections this season. You have those two. Then you have Motivational Classroom, which has been here since the relaunching of EAR in 2019, all right? So EAR has been around since 2013, although it lied dormant for a few years as I, you know, needed to do my shadow work and heal, and, you know, but I just always knew that the foundation alone were going to be huge one day. You know, I'm talking internationally, of enhancing your awareness collectively, all right? So enhancing your awareness collectively is an international platform in which, you know, will be local also in your local city, you know, as to, you know, enhancing your awareness with clarity, you guys. It's just, you know, minute things. It's really one big classroom, to be quite frank with you. So Motivational Classroom is the signature for Enhancing Awareness Radio, okay? So if you need to contact me, we're looking for sponsorship, open for sponsorship. If you want to contact me, you got an idea for EAR, anything like that, please utilize all my Linktree. Actually, I love Linktree because you can put everything. So you can email me, you can give us a donation, you could I have PDFs, you guys, so I give out a lot of free PDFs. If you're new to your spiritual journey, your spiritual walk, you need a PDF, you know, I can pull some PDFs, you know, that may help you, be beneficial. You know, there's a self-healing one that I'm actually going to be working on real soon, that my brother Mark sent me, but I, you know, disputed out. So just email me, guys. Anything, any question, anything, my email is enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, although you can utilize Linktree in the show notes so you could contact me. But anyhow, so yeah, all the words, Stevie said it, you guys. So on this Royal Rising information, I want to say that there's no disrespect, you know what I'm saying, to anybody's choices, anything that we do in this wild, wild west, you know, as this podcast is going to be featuring Brother Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones, it's Cosmic Updates, okay? So Cosmic Updates with Brother Wisdom, with Brother Marvin Jones, you know, with Black Magic 363, you know, just whoever I choose. My dog seems to be happy. He's in a good mood too, right? Stevie want to just elevated all of us over here, you know. So music, y'all, go back and listen to yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Music and Vibrations, World Rising Information yesterday. Oh my God, that was a powerful show about cosmic rhythm, you guys. back and listen to that. Check out the archives, too. So, let's hop right into it. No disrespect to anybody in your choices, anybody who had gotten vaccinated, anything like that. You know, your decision is your decision. But Brother Marvin is breaking it down. Do you hear me? So he's talking about the Wild Wild West, you guys. So this is going to be Cosmic Updates featuring Marvin Jones. His Instagram is in the show notes. His Cash App, if you guys want to donate, you guys like the information and want to donate, his Cash App is $MCJNetwork. All right? But go to his Instagram, guys. All of his information is there. Follow his channel. I'm not sure what his YouTube, but he'll definitely link you to everything. But let's take a listen to see what Marvin has to say in this entitled Wild Wild West, America's Immediate Future, right? So here we are.
As I come home in here. Y'all just want to have the fun.
I'll be back to close out.
But that was Wild Wild West.
I was still discussed.
So, there's the game. America is going back
to the place
to
song,
to the Wild Wild West. As y'all have noticed, they are changing the gun laws to fit this new world Wild Wild West y'all about to go into. Y'all about to live in Westworld for real in this motherfucker. You be the first nigga to tell you. Pretty much every state is about, or if they haven't already done, you're going to be able to conceal carry or open carry. They changed them laws. Why are they changing them laws? The federal government is now bankrupt. Mm. Yeah. So whenever the federal government goes bankrupt, the power automatically delegates back to the states automatically. See what I'm saying? So since they bankrupt and had to completely shut down due to bankruptcy, then the federal government has released power back to the states. You've seen this power when the Supreme Court voted against the COVID situation, right? Or the jab situation with Biden and everybody. You've seen it fall apart. So from that point on, the power went back to the states. You are noticing also, you are noticing there's a mass exodus of policemen. A lot of policemen, subcontractors, is packing up and leaving the police force all over the country. Why? Because they subcontractors of the Pope. As we well know, the Roman Catholic government is shut down. They bankrupt too. So how they gonna pay them? To continue this madness that they've been having them enforce. You can't pay me, I'm gone. You see what I'm saying? You can't pay me, I'm gone. So they can't pay them that. They fiat no longer work. That's what you see. But we're going back to the Wild Wild West, where everybody's going to have to fend for themselves again. Self-sustainability. You know, self-determination, self-empowerment, about to grow your own food soon, all that. The reason why they're going up on food prices, as I told y'all before, is because they burned all the factories, the food factories. Why? They got Bill Gates doing this, buying up all the farms and everything and burning all the factories down because they want to starve you out. That was their greatest weapon against us, starvation. The problem with Americans is we've always been the rebels of the world. So when they start burning shit, we start growing shit out of our own field. So they were trying to use their laws to stop people from going off grid, setting up farms and everything. Once again, that costs money to do that. So they went bankrupt trying to do all that. So now you got to know what it's like to be a cowboy and cowgirl again, like Bass Reeves and Nat Love. So be looking out for that. We have to learn how to shoot. Got me a toy gun cop. They flagged me when I used a real gun in that Universal Soldier lecture a few years ago. And it's another reason why We got these little toy guns here that I'll talk about later on in the lecture. So, let me go ahead and put the Gunslinger Code back on record for all my Instagram people who wasn't here when I talked, when I made that lecture. It's on YouTube at the Melody Night Order if y'all want to see. I think it is called Universal Soldiers, if I'm not mistaken. Universal Soldiers. Let's see. Gunslinger Code. The Gunslinger Creed or Gunslinger Code states, and this is from the movie The Dark Side, if y'all haven't seen it, with our boy Idris Elba. I did not aim with my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the faith of his father. Towards his father, his conscience. Remember that. Your soul. Right? I aim with my eye. He's talking about this eye. Your third eye. Or your first eye. Whatever one you want to call it. Do not shoot with my hand. He who shoots with his hand has forgotten the faith of his father. I shoot with my mind. Right. Your all-seeing mind. You know. When you're in the heat of battle, you don't have time to think. You shoot with pure consciousness. It's your spirit that's doing the shooting. And the mind is the director of that spirit. You feel me? Let's continue. I did not kill with my gun. He who kills with his gun has forgotten the face of his father. I kill with my heart. That's usually the one that throws everybody out. How the hell can you kill with your heart? There are a lot of beings and entities on this planet that the force is already labeled targets or condemned as targets for assassination. A lot of entities being whatever. So killing them with your heart means you following your heart's desire, your inner force, your inner intelligence that comes from here telling you that nigga need to go. And you be a fool to ignore that instinct. That fear, that insight from your own damn self. Motherfucker gotta go, you gotta go. Especially if they're trying to do you hurt, harm, or danger. Right? So this is what you see. That's the Gunslinger Code. Go ahead and make your copy, download it to your phones, memorize it, understand it, keep it in your back pocket. Because that's what you're going to probably be living by for a little while once Biden announces that, yo, it's done. Federal government done. And we can no longer support you. He don't do it before you get out of there. You don't do it before you get out of there because he's been contracted out to do it. Yeah, y'all look at the Antichrist. Look at that. Y'all thought the Antichrist was going to come from ugly, had big motherfuckers. Now they're going to come with a smile and a good suit that he pressed or got cleaned at the cleaners. My nigga was up, Gohan Push was up, Quantum Creation was up, Insight. So, yeah, then he got cleaned and pressed with a nice tie. That's how the Antichrist really looks. with some slick ass grease. They got better grease than we do. So forth. So and a great smile. You know, motherfucker can smile if he can't do shit else. So this is what you're dealing with. This is what's happening. Your government has went bankrupt and the world is changing over back to the Wild Wild West code of law. Now, what is the Wild Wild West code of law? Do unto others as you will have them do unto yourself. The golden law. You have every right to protect yourself if under the conditions of being in hurt, harm, or danger. Jesus not coming back to save you. Let me be the first nigga or the last nigga or the first of many niggas who told you or the last of many niggas who told you. Jesus ain't coming to save you. Jesus said, I did my part. It's on y'all now. I told y'all in one of the books that y'all love to talk about that y'all gonna come after me and be better than me. So he lets you know, I'm not coming back to this bullshit. The book of Revelation is a sign. on some levels. It's a sob because it keeps telling you that Jesus don't come back when you know for a fact that you Jesus. You see what I'm saying? How you know you Jesus? Because in Angkor Wat, on their hieroglyphs that's imprinted into the wall, guess what? The black man and black woman, so-called American Negro, the indigenous millions, is on the cross. You the crucified one. Now you got your ass off the cross because you woke into yourself again. You regained your strength. And now you're ready. And so this is the world you have to move into, slowly but surely. You know, I advise y'all to go take some tactical survival classes. If your survival skills ain't up on point, you need to learn medical. You need to learn how to use weaponry. You need to learn martial arts. You need to learn different tactics and strategies. You need to learn one of my personal favorites, how to operate survival gear. You know, a tactical vest. The gun is your gun. It's your least important weapon. You know, you're going to use it the least. Most of the time, you're just going to be fucking surviving. All right, you're just going to be fucking surviving around here. You don't believe me. Ask me why motherfucking salad exactly is $10. You don't think that bitch is heading his way. Some niggas ain't going to be able to afford that shit. It's $10 now. Food is high as hell, and I'm in Bama. So if it's $10 here, we go to Cali, which is the opposite street. I know it's about $20 there. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because this system can no longer sustain itself. It's imploding. As I told y'all in my previous lecture, Corporate Freedom 1 and 2, this is kind of like the raw version of Corporate Freedom 1 and 2. 1 and 2 is more like a professional, professor-style lecture just to let y'all know what this is, how to get out of it, next day national, blah, blah, blah. Why we're just going to talk our shit like we used to do. Like we used to. We're going to have to stock up on water, get some cases. We're going to have to do all that. You know, basic survival tools, I can't stress enough, get you one of those little survival tools where you can, when you drink the water, it automatically filters out negative chemicals. When you're drinking pond water, something like that. You see what I'm saying? When you drink pond water or something like that, it'll just have negative chemicals as you drink it. Get you about 3 or 4 of them bitches. Put them in your survival bag because it'll get you about 7 or 8 of them bitches because water is right now a necessity. At some point, the water's going to dry all the way up on the planet because Mother Earth is becoming a sun. As I told y'all. So the water is naturally evaporating. That's why the oceans ain't receding. They evaporate. You see what I'm saying? Life straw, there you go. It's like, thank you. The water ain't receding. It's evaporating. Your body is 70% water. So you need to get your little canister and keep water on you. Some shape, form, or fashion. You need to get you some rations. When times get really hard, you can't afford this food when it's $30-$40 due to hyperinflation, then you're gonna be forced to make some decisions on what you're gonna be able to eat and can't eat. You see what I'm saying? So you're about to see a whole lot of why shit happen. It's already happened. It's just more subtle now because the system supposedly is still going. It's still active. But everybody know by 2025 this shit gonna be trash. It's gonna be a wrap. America as you know it ain't gonna be operating like how it was. Now it's not gonna be colonial in the context of the word. It's modern day. It's gonna be a modern day version of the Wild Wild West. You see what I'm saying? So what's going to happen here is you're going to see a mass migration of people leaving the different cities to go different places because the cities is going to become shitholes. Why the cities are going to become shitholes? Because the cities have basically burned out the ley lines that they exist on, so they're going to start to corrode. So you're going to be able to stay there. You're going to be able to stay in them cities like that. See what I'm saying? Like, now unless you get in like a half-in, half-out city, like it's half-rural, half-city, like the big city, like New York, New York City, Los Angeles, like see this Chicago, all those places, they're super huge, you got to get out of them. Them death traps for you. You got to get out of them. Them death traps. Find you a nice little spot, a nice little half and half town, you know, or something like that where it's mostly wilderness. You want to learn how to forage. I won't lie to you. You got to learn how to forage for food. You know what grapes is poisonous, what grapes is not poisonous. The beautiful thing is 2 weeks, two weeks after the shutdown, the greatest shutdown you're going to ever see coming soon to America near you, Mother Earth will start regenerating herself and the fruit trees and everything will start popping back up. And it won't be long for them to grow because they'll be growing at an accelerated rate because of the frequencies on the planet. That's the good news. Now, if they had kept this motherfucker shut down when Trump was in office, the trees and everything would already be here for you to have food. But nah. These motherfuckers want to keep this bullshit going and so let Mother Earth heal herself and regenerate herself and prepare for this outlaw period that we about to hit. Oh, you about to hit it. The last great purge, as I told y'all, in my lecture called last great purge, it's about to happen. The forever purge, as they call it now. They call it the forever purge now. Well, that shit about to fall. You see what I'm saying? So be looking for you some nice plots of land. Don't worry about having to buy those plots of land. Just make sure that you know where they at so you can start growing your food and farming. You see what I'm saying? You know how to get to them. You know, so you can start planting seeds and stuff like that. You can start now low-key, but I advise it because the system's going to try to come shut it down. Notice the homeless people was trying to set up different ways to live with the system, but the system is sending in their subcontracts to destroy it because they want you helpless. So when they come in with their United Nations army to try to take this shit over, they want you to run to them. I advise you not to run to them. You do better walking your own path. Let the force guide you. We're gonna get into the force next lecture. Let the force guide you to where you need to be. All right. Because you run back to their ass, then you are rescinding your rights, saying that you need their help. All right. You need their help. And when you do that, then they own you again. They own you again. You feel me? They own you a second time. And so now you have become their slave. So I advise y'all stay away, as far away from the motherfuckers as possible. If you see them on the road, try your best to dip off into the forest. You're not going nowhere near them niggas. They're going to try to catch you and throw you in their newly revamped FEMA camps so that you can work in tall to grow their food for them, to do whatever for them, whatever they build their technologies, whatever they want you to do to make sure that they are safe in this new outlaw society. Now, a lot of people ask me what the new map going to look like. The new map going to look like it's going to be subtle. It's not going to be a dynamic experience. Mother Earth going to make subtle but noticeable changes, like she did with Florida recently. It was a hurricane, but what they're not telling you is a chunk of Florida sunk. Florida sunk. Yeah. They ain't say that part, did they? They was talking all that shit, but they failed to mention that a portion of Florida is missing. So it's going to be subtle, but noticeable. You're going to know it's changed, obviously. You're going to let you know it's changed. So, it's not going to be no giant wave like they're trying to say. They want to keep you in this dynamic mindset, like Mother Earth about to swallow the whole planet in waves of oceans. No. Why would she swallow you in waves of planet oceans when she literally is descending oceans right now? Like, they're evaporating. You feel me? Instead, what's going to happen? You're gonna feel more earthquakes. You're gonna feel more tectonic shifts, and you'll notice that the land gonna start moving on its own. It's going to shift to how it's supposed to shift. You see what I'm saying? It's going to shift to how it's supposed to shift. But the motherfuckers tried to map the shit out. I don't know where the fuck they get these maps from. You know, maybe they got niggas in the future they talk to, but those maps are not about to go how they think they about to go. Those maps is lies. They're trying to program your subconscious because they're trying to get you to control how Mother Earth rearranges this shit with your natural functional ability. It's not about to happen. It's not about to happen. What's about to really happen is Mother Earth's going to change it how she sees it. You're going to feel our giants wake up because they're not dead. They're going to regenerate. They were just too cold to regenerate. You're going to feel how that happen. Y'all call them mountains now, but those giants about to wake up. They're not really dead. Nobody is dead. All right? Nobody's truly dead. It just seems that way because the planet has been in the state of calcification. These motherfuckers figure out a way to calcify the whole planet by keeping it at a certain degree. That degree is below 100. When most of us in the golden ages were vibrating at a frequency of at least 800 degrees, 800 to 1,000 degrees. That was nothing. You see, that was nothing. So now, you're going back to that. As a matter of fact, you're going to take up Mother Earth, Mother Kai, Mother Ki, Mother Gaia, Kaya, about to take it a step further. It's cold and hot. It's so hot, it's running cold right now. Have y'all noticed that it's cold, but it don't feel like cold? It feels like heat that's cold. That's the liquid nitrogen in the air. That's why it's not making it rain right now. It's not making it rain because it's liquid nitrogen in the air. So it's so hot, it's cold. See, Mother Earth is in a cooling phase. Well, that's why it got so cold so quick. Mother Earth is in a cooling phase right now to where she has invoked the wind energy within her, which is a cold energy, which we know is liquid nitrogen. So it's literally liquid nitrogen in the air right now, making it cold. That's why when you go outside, it's like a hot, cold wind, or a cold, hot wind, however you want to look at it. But that's just kundalini wind. You see what I'm saying? Kundalini energy has been infused into every element on this planet. Let me be the first nigga to tell you that. The waters have been infused with kundalini energy. That's why it turned green. Remember the green light? The air has been infused with kundalini energy. Right now, it's liquid nitrogen. In the air. Oh, you didn't know you can breathe nitrogen, could you? Yeah. One fourth of you is nitrogen. The other three fourths is oxygen, hydrogen, and science little rusty. It's hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and what's the fourth component? Can't think of that off the top of my head. Hydrogen, nitrogen. Oxygen is one more. Y'all know what it is? Put it in the comment section. They're four chemicals that you naturally tap into. But it's four of them and all. You know. So, and those chemicals is what feed your melanin along with the carbon. You see what I'm saying? Carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen. You see what I'm saying? That's really what melanin is made of. Melanin is a chemical. Four carbon. So carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen. Those are the four chemicals which you made of. Melanin been took this shit over. Shit. So carbon been running this shit over, else you wouldn't even be talking about melanin right now. So, shit, we take that off. Oxygen transmuted into hydrohelium. So hydrogen and oxygen went through a whole other phase. So it's transmuted into hydrohelium, which is what you now breathe, which is why the ass light on that. And now, finally, we get to nitrogen. Nitrogen has undergone a transfusion as to where it is now liquid nitrogen. And that's why it hasn't been raining. Notice it ain't rained in months. It ain't rained since August. It's October. You ain't seen a drip around this motherfucker. They can't even make it rain because it's liquid nitrogen in the air, which is fire that's so hot it's cold. So Mother Earth is in that phase of her Kundalini journey right now, and she ascends to become this new sun known as Tiamat. You feel me? So that's where she at right now in her Kundalini journey. We all have to go through that. Once she goes through the cold part of it, because she already went through the hard part, the hot part of it, which is why it was getting up to 200 degrees in certain places. She already went through that during the summer. Now she's going through the cold side of it, which will probably last for most of the fall and some of the winter. So once she get through this, it's going to balance out, and she's going to be able to generate both. And then she's going to fuse those energies together, and it's going to be electroplasma for a while. Once she taps into the electroplasma, what we know is electric key in the Taoist text, once she taps into the electroplasma, then as she continues to grow, it's going to fuse into solar plasma. And that's when you're going to start seeing a lot of lava and shit just start materialize out the ground. You see what I'm saying? So you'll see a lot more volcanoes erupt. And it ain't about the ones that they know about. It's about the ones that they don't know about. There's volcanoes up under every state on this planet right now, ready to erupt. But, you know, they ain't letting you know that. I don't know why he's sending niggas on the ground. The volcanic magma has basically taken over the underground sector of America, slowly but surely. I don't even know why they sending niggas on the ground, because that shit is going to be nothing but lava for me. You see what I'm saying? Or magma. Because it's still in the earth. It's lava once it comes out of the earth, according to their sciences, right? So that's what's going on. The Wild Wild West. You know, you better be outlawing this bitch. Be prepared for the energy. Be prepared for what's about to go down around here. You feel me? So you about to see her rearrange and do many things. That's what's going on. The solar flares and the solar energies, my boy Carson asked me to touch on this one lecture. What y'all see is with the solar flares, it is just amplifying Mother Earth's soul energy in her core that's deep within the earth, that's at the center of the earth. Right. That solar energy is hitting the earth, going into the earth, journeying to the center of the earth, and supercharging, superconducting, let me be precise in my word, superconducting Mother Earth's soul energy, causing mass interplanetary eruptions all over the planet. But they call them earthquakes. They call them earthquakes. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. That's what happened here. So that's what you're seeing. For real. So a lot of low vibratory people are going to die out. As far as the jab or the vaccinated, I got a video for y'all. Just let y'all hear. We got three words: homobiogenesis. That's what the fuck they labeling y'all. Hold on here. Unless y'all listen to it for yourselves. Hear from the horse's mouth. As soon as I get up, of course.
On ownership of these people who are no longer Homo sapiens, in fact, they rename them for genesis. For a second. On ownership of these people who are no longer Homo sapiens, in fact, they rename them for genesis. So what human rights referred to as Homo for Genesis, not Homo sapiens. You can see it in the very first page, the second page actually, from the NASA Langley Research Paper on Generation Warfare. They say subhumans, whatever it works. So they've already said that people are not going to be Homo sapiens, and therefore the question arises, if Maria is no longer a human for purposes of the law because she's been genetically modified, then what protection does she enjoy under the penal code? Let's use the law against them, and we can do that. And that's one of the reasons why we're suing it. One of the things, one of the ways I'm trying to stop her is, in our case, it's Robert B. Austin, the Tenth Circuit, I put in front of the court the question, is it true that people who were given mRNA gene therapy shots are, in fact, now the property, the chat of the property of the patent holders? What's interesting is the Department of Justice, who defends the Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and the FDA, all at the same time they defend us, didn't deny it.
All right, you guys. So a lot of people say they're not going to be considered transhuman. Well, when you alter your DNA and put a generic code within your natural function, you are considered transhuman, my dear. My fellow man. By the Constitution, you no longer have those human rights that you once had. This was all planned to strip you from your rights. So those of you who are vaccinated, your rights have been, will be, are stripped. Here's your proof.
All right, so it's really improves the law to protect employment rights of mutants and genetically modified humans. You cannot make this stuff up. Cannot make it up. Mutations or alterations in their genome that cause a predisposition or a high risk of pathology that may manifest itself during the course of employment relationships, nor required for such purposes any certificate or examination that allows verifying the worker does not have mutations or alterations of genetic material in human genome that may lead to the development or manifest in a disease or physical or mental abnormality in the future. Are you freaking kidding me? Causing is critical. Because this is what convinces people to accept political total biometric surveillance. We want something that is very conscious. We need to monitor people. We need to monitor what's happening under the skin. They have these wonderful high-end companies. We make a lot of money out of it. It raises our power in the world. What can be wrong with it? About privacy versus security is an older civilization. But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. My dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody all the time, and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece, or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it, they could never do it. Because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible. We now really have the technology to hack the human brain in a way which was previously impossible. You know, when Hitler gives a speech on the radio, he can't know what is the reaction of each and every individual in Germany and how to tailor his message, his words, differently to different people. It's technically impossible. Now it's feasible, not just feasible, it's happening. The really important thing that is being hacked is human beings. That with enough data about me and enough computing power, you can know what I personally hate and fear or fantasize about, and then you turn this against me. Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB would do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
off his helm.
Yes, I actually have a micro walkie-talkie in the back of my skull.
Y'all hear that? Listen.
I feel bad for you. You know, so just know that there's going to be a bifurcation, a splitting of worlds taking place.
It's already happening, y'all.
So we just want to make sure that
what timeline are you on?
On
your soul, no.
Alright. Child of Beats sending me this. I want to share that with y'all. Now, the only way you can detox from the jab is through dry fast. You have to let your body have a complete and total reset. It must reset itself to its default settings. You feel me? That's the only way I know how. You know, no vegetables or herbs is going to solve that. The body has to reprogram itself through dry fast. Dry fast means you don't eat or drink anything for 72 hours, 3 days. And you allow yourself, you allow your body to fight all foreign entities in it. So even if your DNA was or DEA was reprogrammed, your body will reprogram itself by resetting itself back to its default settings during a dry fast. That's why dry fasts are so powerful. That's why they don't teach you dry fast. YouTube University got millions of videos on there. When you look at dry fast, it ain't on it. For real. There ain't any videos on it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, dry fast is the way to go. You know, you may be multiple, on and off for a while. Let your body heal itself, regenerate itself. But you need 3 days. You need 3 days to do that. Then you can switch back to a water fast for a little while. Then you start back eating again your fruits and vegetables until your body fully completely repairs itself. I don't know how long it takes for your body to fully repair itself from that. But you should know or feel the shift in your body once it has fully reprogrammed itself. So, efficient instinct and intuition and feeling when reprogram yourself if you did take the jab. That's the only thing I know that can pull you out of that crazy shit. You see what I'm saying? So, So yeah. So, all right, let's continue. As they said, they label the jabbed homobiogenic transhumans. It's just a cute way of saying transhuman. He basically said a negative timeline of people. Basically, if you take the jab, or you so low by virtue that you fucked up and hadn't even did no shadow work or anything like that, then you are on the transhuman timeline. You're on a timeline of transhumanism. If you did your work, shadow work, spiritual work, and elevated yourself to high levels of consciousness, then guess what? You are on what they call the 5D timeline. 5D or 5 dimensions is just you have merged your inner cosmic self with your outer physical self. And now you walk in a world where even though you see what's going on in third dimension, the fourth dimension, it no longer affects you. You know, it no longer hurts you because you are free from the bullshit. See, they little shadows over here. So, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. So, that's what you mean by the negative and the positive timeline. Positive is just, even though I never liked the idea of separating negative and positive, I understand where he's coming from. He said, you either going to be on their, you know, if you either be on their timeline, which they created for these niggas, or they're going to be on the timeline that we helped create over the past 120 years. Which will allow us to shift and transmute into a people. Really, truth be told, I don't give a fuck what timeline they on. Mother Earth is coming to sun, so this shit going to be destroyed. And if you just ain't going to shift to your solar self through the true timeline that's happening right now, whether you on the so-called positive 5D timeline or a negative timeline, fuck both of them timelines. You ain't on the solar, you ain't going solar around this bitch. And on the true living timeline of Mother Earth becoming the sun, they see a moon, then you fuck. And you fully unleashing your solar body from within you, which is why they doing all this crazy shit. This is why they even created some in science jab. It's just basically to suppress your ability to transmute yourself into a solar light being. So that's the true timeline. You know, I really don't like to do this. It's still duality, positive and negative. Now, fuck all that. Neither one of them going to suffice after a while. Yeah, once Mother Earth become a son, you see what I'm saying? Neither one of them going to suffice. Your ass, our ass, is going to become a complete and total new entity as Mother Earth becomes complete and total new entity. And all you're going to see is motherfuckers who didn't do the work fall by the wayside. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, that positive and negative shit don't go out the window, too. You either ready to become solar or go solar, or you ain't. Or you ain't. So, yeah, that's the truth. But let's continue here. Let's see, where am I here? We will be outlaw stars for a while if energy moves to a, if this particular period moves to a freedom or death state or stage. You see what I'm saying? So the freedom or death stage, that means Mother Earth is basically saying, hey, yo, your society ain't worth shit, so we're shutting all this down. We don't care what you got to say. Like, when the electricity you generate from me comes from me. From Sinai now, ask the niggas in China. The electricity, because they said the government cut their electricity off. The government didn't do shit. Mother Earth cut their electricity off because Mother Earth is no longer generating electricity. She generates photoplasma. So the system don't operate off photoplasma. The system operates on what? Electromagnetism. Right? So that's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. So that's what you see. Like my boy, law-abiding citizen said, which I I hope y'all get a chance to see that. And the law, in the movie Law Abiding Citizens, my boy went to war with the system, the Commonwealth, as they called it in the movie, which is the shit that's created by the British monarch. He went to war with them motherfuckers. He almost beat them niggas, too. He just made a few mistakes by using his car to do the dirt instead of using a foreign car that nobody else seen before. So he made that mistake. But he told them, like, oh, this ain't about vengeance or justice. This about destroying this broken thing, which I'll call a system.
Agreed.
Agreed. Totally agree. Oh, my boy. And Law Abiding Citizens was saying, what is this system? Well, you watch the movie Wild Wild West, you know, Will Smith and everybody else in there play their role. They show you a map of America, which I thought to be interesting, which I'm going to show y'all. Oh, there we go. Looks like this. You probably can barely see it. But I put the picture off TV. I want to show you lovely the United States map. Or a corporate map. And I'm going to read it to you. You probably can't understand it. I understand. You just want to put it on camera. If you go watch the movie, you want to see it a little bit better. What he tried to do was he wanted to destroy the United States of America. And he wanted to give it back to everybody else. It was foreign entities, foreign people. He gave Louisiana and all, and everything else, mainly Louisiana Purchase to France. He gave the Northeast, that's New York, Connecticut, Vermont, all those places to Great Britain. He gave the Southeast, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, in the Carolinas, he didn't get a Carolinas now. He gave mainly Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida to Spain. He gave the Southwest to Mexico. You see what I'm saying? Southwest to Mexico. And he himself kept what you like to call Lovely's Land. Now, why did he call this area Lovely's Land? That's the North. That's Northwest, right? That's Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, those locations, right? He called it Lovely's Land. Why did he call it Lovely's Land? Well, because our nation was infiltrated before it was completed at the time. America was infiltrated at the time, the Republic. The Western states did not have a chance to enter the Union. i.e. Washington, California, all those places, right? Idaho, Nevada. They never really had that chance to enter the states. They never officially came into the states. So they technically, what you got to call it, Lovely's Land. That's why he called it Lovely's Land. And to show you, I'm keeping it for myself. But Lovely's Land is basically no man's land according to the American government, because it was never officially granted or brought into the Union by the state assemblies. You see what I'm saying? That's what happened. That's why he called it Lovely's Land in the show, in the movie. And I found it interesting that they put that in the movie. He called it the United States, which means his objective was to break up the United States. And Great Britain is known as the Commonwealth. You got the Spanish monarch, that's the Moorish Empire, and I told y'all this. You have Mexico, the land of the conquistadors in this case. Then you got France. France is also part of the Commonwealth. I don't even know why they tripping, if I'm not mistaken. France is part of the Commonwealth. France, Britain, England, Scottish, and all those still part of the Commonwealth. But yeah, and then you had Love This, which is no man's land. Basically, the Wild West. I'll call you later. Yeah, basically the Wild Wild West, right? And so during the Wild Wild West, which is those areas that I just mentioned, Nevada, Washington State, and everything, but in reality, go a little further, I think Utah, Arizona, Mexico also classified as the Wild Wild West. You see what I'm saying? So they also classified as the Wild Wild West because a lot of those states didn't get a chance to actually come into the Union because America was infiltrated and taken over by the United Nations and the British Empire and Roman Catholic Empire at the time, right? So I find it interesting they put that out there and let you know how, and I forgot what year the movie takes place in. What year does the Wild Wild West take place in? Let me see here. Ulysses Grant was president. So whenever Ulysses Grant was president, which I think is late 1800s. Yeah, mid to late 1800s. I don't know what period. Hold on here. But it was definitely mid to late 1800s because it had to be after the Civil War, right? Which is when Ulysses Grant was president. And we see when he was president. Let's see here. When was Ulysses is Grant president? There you go. He was president from March 4th, 1869 to March 4th, 1877. So pretty much just had the Civil War all the way up until the Reconstruction period. Reconstruction lasts from 66 to 1871, if I'm not mistaken. That's how long the Reconstruction period lasted. 1866 until 1881. That's when they were fully infiltrated. They were fully infiltrated. 1871. Actually, 1871, because that's when they were fully infiltrated by the corporations. Yeah. So it was Reconstruction period. So I found it interesting that they put this in the movie. You know, they always put it in a little silly movie that you really ain't going to go see. They know this. They know what movie you're going to go see, what movie you ain't going to go see. So usually the most movies, they know you're going to go see, they use that to make their agendas in the movie. But see, today, little cult movies, little B-class, C-class movies that they know you ain't really care about, it's just good enough to make it into the movie set. That's when they put the truth in there most of the time, right? So they put the truth in here. They're like, that map was the corporate map. Low-key, you know, if you know what you're looking at, but you got to know what you're looking at. The D-United States, meaning they deregulated the United States and created their corporate empire. Great Britain is the Commonwealth. The Spanish monarch, which is technically the Moorish Empire, which is the southeast. Then France, technically still Commonwealth. But I know France and Britain had their own shit going on. You know, that's the Napoleon energy there. So, and then the southeast, they labeled as Mexico. But really, it's still basically the Wild Wild West. Because none of those states, the southwest and the northwest, really didn't come into the Union. So all it was classified as the Wild Wild West. But technically, the Southwest was Mexico before the U.S. government kicked the Mexicans out of the U.S. You see what I'm saying? So technically, by law, it was supposed to be there. That land was all part of Mexico. Everything from Texas to California. You see what I'm saying? It was technically their land. And slowly but surely, our Hispanic counterparts have basically been working their ass off to infiltrate Texas and New Mexico all the way over to California to reclaim their land. Yeah, to reclaim their land. It's really their land. Don't lie. you know. But really, Mexico is part of Turtle Island. Canada is also part of Turtle Island. They started creating their divisions and districts and started calling it other shit, like the United States. It was all North America. You feel me? So they created these divisions, but how you going to create divisions of the same people? I mean, Mexico, the so-called United States of America, and Canada is really, we all the same people. It's all Turtle Island. You feel me? So this is what they showed you in this movie, Wild Wild West. You know? They made you lose connection. They called Will Smith Jim West, and he met the Asian woman, and she said, my name is something East, but the East meets the West. I was like, oh, they made that connection, huh? So they made a lot of connections. The East meets the West, which is the Commonwealth, the foreign people coming to the West. You see what I'm saying? Letting you know how they set up shop in the movie. But like I said, you got to know what you're looking at. You're looking at the comedy, you're looking at the action and all that, but you ain't paying attention to it. Unless it was all over that movie, because it was nothing but spider energy in the movie. Then but trickster energy in the movie. It was because they rolled literally a giant mechanical spider. And the symbol for Loveless, the Loveless Alliance, it was spider, which was all Anunnaki energy. Now, Anunnaki, if y'all didn't know, is not an Orisha. He is actually a folk god or folk character. You see what I'm saying? So that's why Anunnaki is always for the people, because he's a folk god. He's a god of the folks. You see what I'm saying? He was a folktale character, a folktale god. So he's actually god of the people. And so his energy was all over that movie when I watched. I was like, Anunnaki is everywhere in here. Every 5 minutes, there was references to the spider. You see what I'm saying? It was nothing but spider references the whole damn movie. So I found that interesting, too. So yeah. Now, I got that out the way. All right. Last little part, I told y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about these little toy guns and why I brought them into this lecture. This is the last part, and I do a little Q&A for a little while. We'll talk our shit today. So this is a message from your Wild Wild West ancestors, your cowboy and cowgirl ancestors. They say they pretty much sick of seeing niggas who can't shoot. Niggas can't shoot for shit at this time. They hold a gun like this, which is an old Wild Wild West skill, or like this, also an old Wild Wild West skill, but it's supposed to be held like this. But like this, the old Wild Wild West techniques. You see what I'm saying? You know, different ways to hold a gun, you know, like this, different, they just angles. But you're not taught that, right? So what the cowboy, cowgirl ancestor said is, tell these niggas to buy toy guns to hone their reflexes. If they gonna shoot, at least learn how to fucking shoot, so they just won't be killing innocent people. You see what I'm saying? So they won't be killing innocent people. So buy your toy gun, learn to hone your reflexes first. Learn how to shoot properly. Like, going to a shooting range and shooting and standing in one spot, shooting shit all day ain't realistic. Let's call it fate. Let's say, even when they making the damn shooting sheets move left to right, still ain't fucking realistic. You know, that's good for basic, you know, accuracy and precision training. That's basically accuracy and precision training. But most day-to-day tactical facilities do not teach you how to actually fucking move when you shoot. Like, you're not going to be standing still, and the ops not going to be standing still. All right? You feel what I'm saying? Neither one of y'all going to be standing still. So you need to learn how to shoot on the move. And you need to learn how to be accurate and precise while shooting on the move. You got to understand the concept of color fight. You know, just shooting a few bullets and not wasting too many of your bullets, just throw the enemy off. You know, you got to learn what to shoot in the environment, out environmental training. Like, you feel that smoke barrel, bang, blow it up. to take out your opponent. You see what I'm saying? You see a weak little beam there, you shoot the beam, and the beam fall on your opponent, blah, blah, blah. You feel it? Niggas got to learn how to shoot. Niggas got to understand that there's a whole side to gun foo or gun cattle. It's not just, I pick up a gun, put fucking bullets in the clip, and just go to the shit thing back. And then your ass go to jail 30 years for killing little innocent kids and all the dumb shit that you be doing with your gun. You see what I'm saying? You're supposed to buy guns to protect yourself and family. You're supposed to be riding around doing drive-bys unless the ox is a true and living threat to you and your family. You see what I'm saying? Other than that, you're wasting your guns, you're wasting your time, you're wasting lives. Most importantly, you're wasting lives. You're basically killing yourself because their karma gonna come back to you because you're just wasting lives. You see what I'm saying? You're killing yourself in the process. Because you kill innocent people while shooting, bang, bang, shitty, shitty, their karma gonna come right around and shoot you with 40 years to life sentence or death sentence. Don't get it twisted. The universe don't need physical bullets to shoot you. They can shoot you with pure energy in the form of you getting arrested, in the form of the op coming back to see you again for shooting their people. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. You just building up bad karma, bad energy. They fucking you up, and I don't know why niggas don't teach these niggas the truth about gunslinging. You see what I'm saying? Gunslinging, just like swordsmanship, just like martial arts and other arts, has its own debt to pay. If you killing people unnecessarily in these streets, you're going to generate bad karma, bad energy, and it's going to build up in your art field, and you're going to become a target to anything down here. Which is why you see most rappers get killed. They also get killed because they sign them 360 deals. For the industry, which is a target. 360 is a fucking circle. And guess who in the middle of that circle? Your ass. What happens when you draw a 360-degree circle and you put a dot there? Boom. You become what? A fucking target. Yeah, the same shit you shooting. That's what the deals look like. That's the energy. That's the sigil that's created when you sign a 360 deal, a target. You that target now. You become that energy. So every day you walk around with the sigil of a target. These rappers be getting capped for no fucking reason. You see what I'm saying? Let them niggas know. Oh, but I want that money, Marvin. What's money if you dead, player? if you been capped, player? Shit. Hell, money don't go with you to the afterlife. Only you go with you to the afterlife. And so when a new vision, Apex and Unreal and Aristegal, they ask you what you did up there. When you go to the afterlife, they're going to be like, so what you did while you was up there, cuz? And you're going to be like, oh, I ain't do that with shitty, shitty, bang, bang. You live by the gun. They just going to tell you, live by the gun, then you die by the gun. They're lost. So, yeah. There it is. There it is. That's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. Is Facebook still working, y'all? Or is that shit just, or is my comment session just froze? Let me see. Has my comment session just froze? Let me see here. Okay, I'm still alive. They're still being live now. They could be lying to me. But they froze my comment section, so I couldn't tell either way. So, you know how it is. You always have ties in the bullshit. You know how I go with this. But yeah. Yeah. Learn how to shoot, niggas. You might learn how to shoot all the way. Know that you move. Know that they move. Know that the ops gonna shoot at you. You gonna shoot the ops. It's not. It's a kinetic event. A shootout is a kinetic event. It is not you sitting at the motherfucking shooting range just building up your precision and accuracy in a static moment. All right? In the real world, when niggas move around and do shit, niggas gonna shoot at you, and that's why a lot. Another reason why niggas get killed a lot is this shit be. This shit be. What's the word I'm looking for? They be moving around and niggas ain't moving around when they shoot. Everything, you know, shit, they been smoking, they been drinking, their lungs burnt out, and they get fucked up because they don't have the energy to deal with a kinetic event like a shootout. So, yeah. First of all, you don't need to be doing shootouts anyway. You're wasting your energy and time. Shooting so. You feel me? You're wasting your energy and time doing shootouts against your own people and yourself. For no reason, infighting. For no reason. You can't really, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot going on with the police infiltrating, stolen shit with the gangs and everything, but yeah. Nigga, it's 2022, and you still ain't realize that the police have sabotaged this shit and been the ones putting on black faces and going around killing everybody to trigger gang wars by now. You've been living under a fucking rock. Let's call it state of state. You've been living under a fucking rock. So learn how to shoot, niggas. Learn how to shoot. You know, do your thing. Or buy you some toy guns for a little bit and learn how to shoot for real. Learn to build up your reflex. Learn to move around. Be in your fucking obstacle course or some shit. You feel me? All right. Gunslinging was a spiritual practice just like swordsmanship. Just like martial arts and everything else, you know. So, yeah, there it is. All right, I'm pretty much done. Any questions? Yeah, I'm only getting questions from y'all, Instagram, because they froze my comment section. I can't see shit over here. You chicks.
And y'all know how it is with distractions and shit, you know what I'm saying? But we, in alchemy, yeah, we balance it as we go, you know? There's been a lot of shit on ear that has happened, but we just keep going, y'all.
Any questions?
This was good.
Make sure I hit on it.
Yep. Shout out to Brother Marvin for the information.
Can you go a little bit more in detail about the official process in regards to the earth and what's happening to us in general? What's happened to you is everybody has a quantum solar light by their side. What's happening here is the ascension and intention process is about slowly but surely bringing their light body to the forefront. From your quantum, your inner quantum realm, it begins to slowly push towards your physical body. Once that quantum light body, like, just underneath your skin or manifests itself just underneath your skin, you begin to glow or bioilluminate. This is bioluminescence, or the glow as you've seen in Bruce Zero. That's why he was glowing. His quantum light body finally manifested within him fully and outside of him as it manifested through your aura field and began to pretty much permeate all throughout your aura field. You see what I'm saying? Once it fully permeates all throughout your aura field, then you become like the sun. A personal son, an individual son, to be precise. Mm-hmm. And as your son, you now have completed your process of becoming a living son, a living soul. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the personal ascension process goes. Now, because you've done the work, then you own the solar ascension timeline as Mother Earth herself goes through this process of becoming her own son as her own inner solar body begins to manifest out of her own quantum realm and push itself upward to what we call the physical realm. You see what I'm saying? As that quantum light body gets closer and closer to what we call the surface of our world, then it's going to get hotter and hotter, and you're going to see more signs of nuclear solar fire on the planet. If you haven't went through the process of becoming a solar sun yourself, then you're going to get eradicated by the solar heat or the solar fire from the bottom of the earth. You got worried about the sun of death or our sun fucking you up. Mother Earth herself can do that herself once she bursts forth as a sun named Tiamu. And if you ain't got the credentials, the cosmic credentials to transmute with her, then you're going to get vaporized by solar fire. Remember, the world is supposed to be destroyed by fire. According to their book of Revelation, the world will be destroyed by fire this go around. That's the solar fire that's going to burst forth from Mother Earth as she transmutes into her new solar self, which is a sun named Tiamu, to be as precise as possible. See, I just want to know the whole, you know, ascension process. That's how it's going to work. That's how it's going to go. So, I hope that helps. You know, she going to bio-illuminate, and she going to choose the glow as her own personal self. There you go. And, of course, got 20% left over here, but let's go. Shadow music story. It's about to be Starfield versus Tower of Hunt niggas in a minute. Maybe. Maybe not. It's hard to say because the new boards, we're just going to call them boards, since that's what they call them, homo board genesis. We're just going to call them boards then. The boards, or the so-called niggas that took the jab, or vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. These boards, they may not attack you naturally, but them niggas flip that switch. If they flip that switch, they can and possibly will summon a techno army on your ass. Now, if those technologies get destroyed before they can do that, then all that you got to worry about is these niggas being assassinated by cosmic energy. You know, you've seen the video, go watch the TV show Hellbound, where these entities coming out of the astral plane, they just fucking niggas up. The only fucking niggas up is taking their jab. Like, they see beings or see entities behind them, and they get fucked up. And they just become like this husk in the real world. My boy named Orion Daystar talked about that. Hope I can find his video real quick. If I can't, then go to his page on Instagram and you'll show that to you. If they hadn't even taken it down, this is the Orion Daystar. Maybe it's still up. Maybe. You know how they do us. We get something good. They make sure to find a way over to our pages and shut shit down, as y'all know. Let's see. He does a lot of videos, but this one in particular should have that on there. There we go. See the video. Thank you.
It's deep, y'all.
That's what the TV show Hellbound was about on Netflix. Remember how the entity would appear to them? They would give them a precise date and time when they would get killed. And these entities would come out of the lower plane, the lower hell netherrealm planes of the astral plane, and fuck them up, snatch their life force. And in the show, they just become pure ash. But I ain't gonna lie to you, locking up in your body just dropping is just as good as becoming pure ash. See what I'm saying? So, but that's what you're seeing.
That's what you're seeing.
That's what that is. You want to know what's going to happen. I don't even think we have to do that. I think these instances want these people for themselves. They're for food. More so than for army. But don't rule out the possibility of a techno zombie army either. But I think they more want them for food because they need the food to keep surviving. They need our energy to keep surviving. Right? So they more interested in them being food than they are of them being an army. So food source still. So, but don't rule that possibility out either. So. All right, y'all. I'm going to get on up out of here. Let me see. Oh, Maria, our white hands in charge. Can we really touch this near Perez? What's the deal with Clayton? White hands are not in charge anymore. After Trump, that shit died. Can you really touch Ismael Perez? I don't know that nigga, but it don't sound like that's his name. It don't sound like you can trust him. What's the deal with the Palladian? Palladian, I don't know who the Palladian is, but it sounds like you're asking me a lot of political shit. Oh, Marie. I won't trust none of them niggas. If you want to do your nationality shit, I already told y'all, Mary State National is the way to go. Go check them out. All right. They own separate group doing their own separate thing. And that's what you were before they signed the name over on the birth certificate. Primordial, God is recent. Do you, I know when everything is going to pop off? No. No one knows the time or hour. The only thing you do is prepare for that time or hour. But you will see the signs. You will see the signs, man. You're starting to see the signs. And the signs are going to become, they're going to switch from being more subtle to being more dynamic as time goes on. I remember seeing a vision of the year 2050 and Mother Earth and the sun. So this is going to get done by 2050, guaranteed. Mother Earth and the sun by 2050, man, bitch. 2025 is halfway more, man. So you already know 2025 on down, she's going to pop off.
You hear me?
She's going to pop off.
So, yeah.
Shadow, it's going to be hard to find women today who ain't got their jab. I don't even want to have sex with a jab, but woman, if you have kids with a jab, the person, then the kids going to be boys too, yep. We'll have to talk about them boys later. Damn, the kill switch his kids into death, yep. Walker Thomas off of Nick Tissel, your little, I will drink like a fish in the Navy. The VA hospital said my little is better, a virus is different, but Fakul didn't tell you a virus is an antigen. That's true. Fauci didn't tell you. Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Get together, people. Getting ugly out here in these streets. You back in the Wild Wild West? And this is the Wild Wild West lecture. Let y'all know where it is. Marvin Jones, y'all put the word out. Share it with your friends. Y'all just want to cash out your boy and support your boy. You can hit me up at MCJ Network. Peace.
All right. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. You know, one of the key things that key takeaways that I took from Brother Marvin was the timelines, you guys. You know, the timelines, you know. Your soul knows. You know, I said a few things being inspired by this lecture. And one thing I mentioned was the timelines. You know, it's your soul knows, you guys. I'm trying to write. Here it is. The real graduate is that of the soul that has walked into 5D. Your soul will know. You know what I mean? So that's just that, you guys. There's not much I want to add to this. It's just one of those lessons you just got to re-listen to it and ponder, and you know what I mean? So shout out to you, Brother Marvin, for delivering that information. Guys, if you, again, want to if you want to go to Marvin's Instagram, guys, it's in the show notes, okay? And if you need to contact me, it's in the show notes as well. ABCDEMG. So, yeah, if you need a PDF, guys, email me. If you are new to the spiritual journey or if you're just now waking up, you guys, there are levels to this game. You know what I mean? So I really hope we don't go back to no Wild Wild West as far as that. I understand Mother Earth needs to reset herself and everything, and it's going to happen how the fuck it's going to happen, you know. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. So, it's happening, you guys. All right. Well, please join me every weekend here on the Hanson Awareness Radio. My consistent shows are on Saturday and Sunday, Motivational Classroom Saturday, Spiritual Soul Sunday on Sundays. So, you can pop in, you know, say hi, just tell me you like what I'm doing, or, you know, give gratitude. If you want to, I'm open for sponsorship in any kind of way. All of my information is in the show notes, my link tree. You can send us a donation, all of that using the link tree, you guys. All right, guys, till next time. Bitter Land, go listen to that song, Erykah Badu and Nas, This Bitter Land. Matter of fact, I'll play it. The old world has expired, whereas of now, compassion will be the highest currency. All right, guys, till next time. Peace. Showing the
Tell them stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology. Trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees. Stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around a green. I'm a lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth, it's a nigga cursed in my blessed, see what I mean? It's a test, life is a test, life is like a hood, hard, trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark, and the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying, look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?
Be right, You might be wrong. You might just think your life has gone on for too long. Your knees get weak, yes they do. Your heart grows cold. You're tired of doing everything that you're told. It's almost dawn. Stand up and be strong. Find a brand new song before they're gone. Stand up and be strong.
If you live in the hills,
if you live in the hills,
take too many pills.
Oh, too many pills.
'Cause you lost the thrill against your own will.
Stand up and be strong.
Yes, sir.
Place, put them in their place. Stand up and be strong.